Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
So I've spoken to multiple people in the organization about this tonight, and what I've been told is that they are not concerned about this knee injury to Drake May. He was a full participant in practice today. We'll be out there tomorrow. We'll be able to watch him closely, see how he's moving through warm-ups, through individual drills, et cetera, et cetera. What I can tell you is they're not concerned that he is still expected to be playing this coming weekend out in London. And again, we'll see what practice looks like tomorrow. I know Gerard Mayo's talking about transparency at the podium today, but it feels like they're closing ranks on this one to a degree, and so we'll just have to see what it looks like tomorrow with him.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Hello, hey, hi, how are you? Welcome in. It's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. Nice to be back. Sorry, I couldn't answer the bell yesterday. But I'm doing better now. Not 100%, but well enough to come in and speak for 4 hours. Did you miss me, Andy?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's tough sitting in this seat, isn't it?
Not really.
Yeah, it's not really.
It's not really that hard. I actually kind of enjoyed it.
He went on a whole rant at the end of the show about how easy it was.
How easy it was to do this?
The only thing that sucked was the call screener that I, A, couldn't pop people up. Then I locked people on the air.
I couldn't drop them.
Had a few issues with the mouse over there, but
it's a lot to do. It's a lot to keep track of, but honestly, you're right. It's not that hard. You just sit here and you come in and out of the breaks and you ask people questions and you do what you do anyway.
We did miss you for the Schefter interview. He was either off his game or we were off our game getting him to answer because he was all over the map very weirdly.
I heard him shoot down your T. Higgins idea.
Yeah. And then
which is what I'd been doing.
But he's knowledgeable and smart.
Right. He agreed with me.
Did you hear the part where he just kept saying, and then Carolina? Yeah, Carolina.
Oh, when he was thinking of the other wide receivers.
Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes, wait, what'd you ask? I was like, what?
And I was trying to think. I'm like, which Carolina receiver is he going to say?
That's
is he going to say Thielen
thinking.
Or Deontay Johnson or one of those guys?
I'd take a shot at Leggett, Xavier Leggett.
I would, too.
The
he's a rookie. I don't think they'll trade him. But, like, I was thinking about those other two guys, and I'm like, are they much better than what you have right now?
You know what it felt like? He had literally just gotten a text or a phone call from somebody tied in with Carolina that's like, yeah, we're probably going to be looking to move some wide receivers. And that was just like, popped into his head, whether it made sense or not, whether it fit the Patriots or not. And it was, he also rattled off the Bengals schedule like it was top of head. He's like, yeah, next week they go here. He read them off like
I
he was Francesa
well.
Reading a freaking bowl game or something. And I don't know if he was prepped for TV or pulled it up quick. It was one of the stranger interviews we've had with Schefter.
Yeah. Sorry I missed it. Sorry I wasn't there to keep things focused.
I was lost without you.
And,
it was just
and
me
on
and
track.
Fitzy.
We'll see if we can do a better job with that today as we talk to Tom E. Kern. That's coming your way at 3:30. Lots to discuss with him. I didn't get a chance yesterday to discuss the Barmore situation, which I believe we have a slight update on today. So we'll get to that in just a minute. But I want to begin here with what we just heard from Phil Perry last night on NBC Sports Boston, and that is the Drake May knee gate, which started with Ben Volen yesterday in his report that he was told that Drake May underwent an MRI at some point. I forget what it said in the tweet, that it was the day before yesterday, I guess, that happened, and there wasn't any follow-up. Volen didn't follow up with it this morning. There wasn't any confirmation or other reporters saying, yes, I'm also hearing that Drake May had an MRI. Perry just then said that the team did not deny it, which I think is a win for Volen, a guy who probably needs one right now. So we'll see what actually happens if they come out and issue more of a statement than that or not. It's interesting because if you remember last year in Germany, you remember Mac Jones took a big hit, and then after the game, he was getting looked at by some German doctor or something,
yep.
And then he denied that he was dealing with an injury, that he had to rehab any kind of injury or anything after that, and then he was benched and he didn't start again. So that was just sort of an interesting timing, I would say, as the Patriots head off to London this weekend to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Drake May, it seems like, according to all reports, is not going to be held out of the game or be limited in the game in any way. He hasn't been, no one has reported anything like that. So where do we stand now on this May injury? And are the bubble wrappers, as I like to call them, the people who think it was a terrible idea to start Drake May and that they should put him in bubble wrap all week long like that guy on Twitter last night?
Yeah.
yep. tweeting at us that Dad said, which was Stiz, actually. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't Stiz. But it was someone that Stiz kind of agreed with. Did you notice that in the Twitter thread?
Oh, no.
Stiz was like, you know, I wasn't sure either, but
I
now
wasn't.
I think it's okay. Like, you were on team. You were a bubble wrapper
et
for some time.
Stiz A?
Yes. Yeah, because I felt like you guys were chomping at the bit to get this guy in here. And I think me, a lot of other people felt like, well, what if, you know, long term, it does more damage than it does good. And I think, like we've talked about before, we all have like PTSD from the Mac Jones thing.
We do.
He's not the same guy. Totally different guy. And that's where I'll differentiate here. And the biggest concern I have with this isn't Drake May's knee.
That's weird. And you're like, wait, if he has a knee MRI, wouldn't you be worried about his knee?
Yes.
No, because I think he's fine. I don't know. He's got swelling from afar. He's got a limp on the practice field. Whatever. That's going to happen. I've seen all these guys deal with these things. My concern would be, why'd he get an MRI? Did he ask for one? Is he... Because we've had issues here with two quarterbacks.
Yes.
Mac Jones was weird about injuries and defensive. Now, different culture under Bill Belichick, and he went through the whole thing with the ankle. That was an issue.
Right.
And that.
And May might be like that, too. We don't know. No one's asked him about it yet. So
nope.
We'll see what happens when he's at the podium talking about it, because he will get asked, and we'll see what he reacts like.
Or how about Jimmy Garoppolo,
yeah,
who was branded kind of a...
Yeah.
When he was here.
Kind of a cheese Danish, if you will.
Yeah. And the whole thing where Brissett had to start and they respect it, blah, 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 blah. That story. That's what concerns me. Not the structure of the knee. Because just superficially, if he has an issue and I'm the team, I'd probably get it checked too. Just make sure you don't do any long-term. Like Stiz just said, I don't think there's long-term damage from him playing whatever. But you don't want to misdiagnose something or go down some weird road there.
Right.
But is he the one that was like, hey, can I get an MRI? Like, are we going down some weird, the May family and the Patriots issue a joint statement on the reason for the MRI?
You said he was like Gronkowski, right?
And they
did that a bunch.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So that would worry me if 1 week into his tenure as the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots, we're already, and a Bill's gone, mm-hmm. so maybe it'll play differently because it's Mayo, but the medical staff, I mean, at least the trainers and the people I see are the same. There's a lot of the same people behind the scenes there. And that would, and I'm a Drake May guy, but I don't want to find out he's soft like butter. I want to find out this was like the team was like, let's, in an abundance of caution, we're going to get you an MRI. Because if I find out he asked for an MRI, I might be off the Drake May train.
Sure, and you'd have every right to be. I think that is something that would be a big red flag. Now, as you were saying that, it got me thinking about the whole decision to start him in the first place, right? That wasn't a unanimous decision. There were people on the other side. There were dissenters in that decision
mm-hmm.
who wanted to keep Brissett in. Maybe they asked for the MRI. You know, maybe this is their way of if they.
Do you mean Alex Van Pelt?
In an under or Elliot Wolf or either want both of them together. Maybe they meet up and had a little secret alliance. I don't
Couldn't
know.
Couldn't he say,
but
what do I need an MRI for?
I suppose he could.
My knee hurts a little bit. I've played high school football and college football. Generally, after you play a game, sometimes something doesn't feel great. I'm fine with it. The old, are you hurt? Are you injured? I watched Hernandez this week, and Bill goes, we need to get you from injured to just hurt in 4 weeks, Aaron. Right? That's
yep.
the old school cliche hardo
That's
thing.
Right.
Drake May could do that. I'm not getting no MRI. There's no reason for an MRI. Even if Elliot Wolf asked for an MRI, I get a game to play. I'm going back to my office to get ready for a game or my locker.
He's a rookie. He's a young rookie, and his coach or his general manager tells him, we want you to get an MRI, he gets an MRI. I mean, that's sort of what I think. He doesn't seem like someone who's going to defy authority like that this early in his career, but maybe. Karen Garigian said 2 hours ago that Drake May walked through the locker room, moving just fine. There was no wraps on either knee. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's something to this. I think that it's either one of those scenarios is likely, either that May asked for it himself or that the dissenting voices from the whole decision maybe put that in motion themselves and said, hey, you know, I think that he wasn't looking too great and he took a couple of big hits and let's just get him in there and make sure everything's okay. This is our big investment, guys, and that's an easy sort of sell, right? You know, you want to make sure that your big investment, this guy who's the future of your organization, you want to make sure that you're not throwing him out there on a bad knee. Wouldn't that be bad?
Yes, but I'd also like to know, and I don't know this, I should know this after 20 years down there, like how many average MRIs do they have per week? Like, are MRIs like aspirin to them? Like, let's
right.
run of the mill. Oh, a guy's got a bad this. Get him an MRI just to make sure. Or is MRI infrequent? I don't know the answer.
Because that would be valuable information, right? Like, yeah. Maybe we find out Tom Brady had 472 MRIs while he was here or something, and we just didn't know it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer to that.
Or so we find out that, like, the Crafts have an MRI machine investment or something, and every time right. they use it, like, they get a little
Well, they did
back.
Have a deal with Shields.
Something like that. Yeah,
Shields
right.
Shields MRI.
Could be
so.
That, absolutely.
That's also, my guess is it's not as frequent because they have an X-ray machine there. I don't think they have an MRI in the building. I think,
okay.
But they do have a building that I'm assuming right up the hill has an MRI.
Sure.
All those, there's probably multiple MRIs in that various medical complex that's mm-hmm. at Patriot Place. The only concern I have is if Drake May asked for an MRI. Other than that, I don't really have a concern. I mean, obviously I would have a concern if they go, we found two torn ligaments in his knee. Like,
sure.
That would be a concern to me. But other than that, it doesn't really bother me. It's football. He has a ding knee. Okay, we knew he was going to get dinged. I watched the quarterback play for 5 weeks. He got dinged every game. Every game, and he'd come in and say,
did he have any MRIs? I mean,
I don't know. Ask Ben Volen.
Okay, I don't remember him reporting that or
also
anyone reporting that Jacoby Brissett had the MRI.
There's also a little
undercurrent
here. He was getting
the crap kicked out
of him. We're going to be totally above board and take in the whole situation.
Okay.
The fact that it's Ben Volen, there's some trepidation people running with
it. It's Ben Volen and nobody else.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't you, like, isn't that interesting?
It is.
Because if he had an MRI.
And it's not like Volen's thing last year with the, I forget what it even was, but he got DM'd by somebody and then ran with the story. I forget exactly what the story even was. But I do know that he's also broken stuff before other people before.
Sure.
It's not like he's batting zero for whatever. Like, I think he was the first one on Josh Gordon when that whole thing happened and, like, other various scoops I just remember him breaking. So, like, you know, that was obviously bad last year, but or 2 years ago, whenever it was, but I wouldn't completely write off everything that he
I
reports.
Don't at all.
But when it's just him, when
so,
it's nobody else.
But also because it's him, there's an opportunity for somebody to poach his story. Because there's trepidation,
right.
If somebody could confirm it, and I mean even big picture, Schefter, Rap Sheet, if somebody national or locally, Mike Reese, anyone, if they confirmed it, I think people would kind of almost credit them for breaking it because they're so lukewarm on crediting Ben Volen because of history. So I do think it's interesting that, you know, the cheese stands alone here and he's the cheese and it's the only person reporting it. And then you had the reports from afar, Dr. Chow, which I don't know how much personally you stock you put into stuff like that. Like, he's telling me he sees swelling and limping on the practice field. Okay, do you really? Because Karen Garigian's telling me she sees nothing, basically.
Right, and she's standing next
right
to him
next
in the
to
locker room.
And I trust her.
As opposed to not in the same state or in the same time zone, even, as where this is all happening. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, that's a guy online trying to get people to click on his
videos. It worked. I watched
right?
the
Isn't
video.
Sure,
I clicked.
I'm not saying that's all he's doing. Like, I'm sure he's a well-respected doctor and all, but, like,
he's a doctor.
He's a doctor, and he's putting these videos out, and he wants people to click on it. I mean, just, I don't know. Like, we want people to listen to our show. We say things like he may not. He may just be going by the idea of, okay, if Drake May has something going on with his knee here, this is what it might be. And it was just a little more forceful than that. So
and
that, you know, that brought
detailed.
Up some questions.
I mean,
too.
He says it's the back knee, the drive knee. It could affect his throwing. He did say he fully expects him to play. Like, there was some professional detail there that I'm assuming he knows to be true and believes to be true. I don't think he's just saying, because if he loses credibility, then no one's going to click on his videos.
Right.
He's already in a weird area where people aren't sure what to make of him as it is, even though everybody seems to read him and watch him and put a little stock into his value.
There's a couple of, like, Twitter doctors like that. You know what I mean? There's a couple other ones who I remember just tweeting about random injuries.
And it's really no different than it used to be in the printed days. You would get a quote from a doctor who goes, though I've not seen the patient, I have experience with similar issues.
This
and then
rehab
they,
takes this long in general.
They give
and
you the
right,
rundown. Because we're all looking for medical sources. Because as Bill famously would say, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
So I can't tell you. I would say this. I don't have any fear about the Patriots not having Drake May on Sunday. I don't have any fear of him struggling because of the knee. Like, maybe that'll be an easy out if he throws a couple picks and doesn't look as good. Or there's really no fear for me. If Drake may fall on his face, but I think that might just be because it's his second week as an NFL quarterback in a weird situation.
That and the fact that it's in England and it's on that field. And, you know, I just feel like whenever they play out of the country, even sometimes in the country, there's a couple of, you know, stateside fields that I think aren't great on people's knees. But when they go to Brazil or when they go to Germany or when they go to London or whatever it is, I always worry about that. Not just for Drake May, but for the entire team. Like, it just seems like those type of injuries happen more often than they do when they're playing domestically. So we'll see. And I don't think that's going to play into how much May plays. If he plays, he's going to start, barring some sort of very, very bad news. Because let's be honest here. If he doesn't make this start, if somehow by the end of the week he's on the injury report or he's doubtful or they rule him out,
it's over.
I mean, right?
Feels like it. But I mean, I know that's dramatic.
The bubble wrappers are going to be doing backflips, I'll tell you that.
So the 978 said, are you actually calling him a wimp because you think he asked for an MRI? What an idiotic take. So are you saying it's an idiotic take, or are you questioning whether that would be an idiotic take?
I think they're saying, what an idiotic take.
But
the wrong punctuation. I think they are calling it an idiotic take.
It may be an idiotic take, and I may be an idiot, but I'm just telling you how I feel. I feel like we would be going down some sort of Jimmy, because you all you people out there.
Unless he really needed one and he's really banged up. I mean, there's that, too. I mean,
yeah, but if he needed one, who told him he needed one? If Jim Whalen, the trainer, said, well, you got to get an MRI,
right?
100%, I'm fine with it. Now, that's my best option. He sees something and he goes, let's just be cautious and we'll get an MRI.
Yeah.
Jim Whalen asks for it. Team doctor asks for it. I'm fine. Elliot Wolf asks for it. I don't like that either. I'll put that in the same category. That's a problem for me if Alex Van Pelt and Elliot Wolf ask for an MRI. And then if Drake May asks for it, that has a little weird, he doesn't trust the medical staff. If Jim Whalen didn't ask for it, then why do you need an MRI? He's the expert.
Mm-hmm.
And I know players, you got to be your own advocate, and they tell you to take care of yourself and ask for second opinions,
right.
But I don't know. I just think that would be going down a road for the first time. Be the first time I didn't like something that Drake May did.
As many of you probably already know, Drake May did show up on the injury report for Wednesday. It was knee was what was listed, but he was still a full participant. So we'll let you know. If there's any update there, if the team releases anything, they're going to England today. I don't know what time the flight leaves, but I know that it's sometime today. And they'll be heading over there across the pond to play the Jacksonville Jaguars very, very early on Sunday. Are you doing the show on Sunday, by the way? Like, we're on 7 to 9:30.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. It's only two and a half hours.
9 o'clock?
So you might have to be, you might have to be the closer.
Okay.
You might have to come in and
that's fine. I mean, I got to watch the game, so
that's
true. It's not like I'll be, and I don't sleep in. I'm up by 7, so yeah, whatever.
I usually am too, but I don't know.
The good news is, well, for you, the good news is the game's done at 12:30. You got the whole day in front of you.
That's true.
Did your wife already schedule something?
No, nothing's been scheduled.
Okay. And for me, I mean, I got
to
do
post-game. Probably going to have to be cleaning the acorns out of my yard, I think.
You're still cleaning acorns?
There's still acorns.
I'm telling you, you missed the boat by not going with my idea. Just dump like 12 squirrels in there and just let them go to town.
There's lots of squirrels in my yard.
Well, you need more. It's not enough. If there's still acorns, you need more squirrels.
It's true, but the acorns keep falling. It's like the mail. It never stops, you know? It's just constant dumping of acorns.
Then you need a big tree shaker.
Mm.
Right?
I don't know what that means.
Shake the tree.
So shake the tree with what's a tree shake? What are you talking about?
Oh, you've never seen those videos, those big machines in the forestry industries?
I have not
they
seen
They can shake
videos.
The hell out of that tree
and
for
they'll
you.
Just shake all the acorns.
Now, I don't know where you would get one of those in this area.
Amazon.
Never heard of such a thing. On Amazon is where I got my little acorn picker-upper. I roll it around. And
is it the Nut Wizard?
I think that's what it's called. It's something like that.
I'm familiar.
That. It's pretty good. And I've wheelbarrows full of acorns, and I dump them out in the backyard, and it's never stopped. It's just this never-ending barrage.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Of acorns on my deck, on the grill, on the roof, everywhere. It's unbearable.
And there are a lot, because I've noticed more, and maybe it's because I was thinking of you driving in my area, there's some rural country roads where boom, boom, acorns are like hitting your windshield, hitting your hood. So I do think it's a...
it's like a horror movie.
And what did we hear? It means cold winter?
I forget. I don't know.
I think it means cold winter coming.
Yeah,
cold,
probably.
Snowy winter.
Great. We could use one. And the ski resorts around here could certainly use one, too. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're off and running here on a Tom E. Curran Thursday. We'll talk to him in about an hour. We'll take your phone calls on the Drake May injury? And there's a bunch of Patriots stuff from yesterday, including including Jalen Polk and Christian Barmore, that I didn't get a chance to react to, so we'll go through all of that right after Stiz tells you what's trending.
No, we're going to get Jackson.
Right after Jackson tells you what's trending.
This is home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Arkan, you need a tree shaker. I'll get you one by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay? That's my guy right there.
All right. The Boston Bruins got the 5-3 win over the Avalanche in Colorado last night. The Bees got goals from Koepke, Coyle, Pastrnak, Lindholm, and an empty netter from Beecher. Korpisalo got the start in net and made 22 saves on 25 shots. Up next for the Bruins, they will be in Utah to play the Utah Hockey Club on Saturday night. Yesterday's Patriots practice, Marcus Jones, Darian Lowe, and Ramondre Stevenson did not participate, but seven other players were limited. Quarterback Drake May was on the injury report, but he was a full participant. The Pats will return to practice field. They return to the practice field today, and after today's practice, they will head to London for the game with the Jags. Week 7 of the NFL schedule begins tonight when the Broncos travel to New Orleans to play the Saints. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850 Westwood One's coverage. Begins at 7:30. Also tonight, the BC College Eagles take on Virginia Tech. Kickoff from Lane Stadium is at 7:30. You can catch that game right here on WEEI.
Hey, Jackson?
Yes?
Did you fish that out of a dumpster?
Yes.
What happened? What happened with your trending? Did someone crumple it up and throw it away, or did you throw it away?
Somebody crumpled up and threw it away, and another man's trash, and someone, you know, the next guy that does trending's treasure.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, just wondering.
Shout out to Billy Lanning. Yeah, the NLCS last night, the Dodgers took a 2-1 series lead over the Mets with their 8-0 victory. Tonight, game 3 of the ALCS between the Yankees and Guardians. The Yankees have a 2-0 series lead. First pitch from Cleveland is at 5:08, and game 4 between the Dodgers and Mets will begin at 8:08. That is what's trending. I am Jackson Burns. That's what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.